Thank you. I'm Gary Henniger. I'll be presenting you an overview of four new stacked technology varieties from Fibromax cotton brand and how we see them placed within Texas. For those of you not from Texas, I've got a little map showing you the state and the rough how we define the geography within Texas with a lateral line there east and south. We commonly refer to as South Texas, north and west of that in West Texas, and then you see the subgeographies within the state. So as I refer to these varieties and their placement, it'll give you a good idea of the geographies in which I'm referring to. In Texas, we have seen a larger adoption of stacked technology varieties. South Texas has been a geography that historically has had a larger adoption of stacked varieties. However, over the last 3 or 4 years, the West Texas region has seen the benefit of the Bogart 2 technologies, and the adoption of stacked varieties is rapidly increasing in the West Texas region. For 2008, Fibromax will be offering a number of stacked technology varieties for the Texas cotton producers. They range across three different herbicide technology groups, either Bogart 2 with Liberty Link, Bogart 2 stacked with the new Roundup Ready Flex technology, and also varieties with Bogart 2 and the traditional Roundup Ready varieties. However, for this presentation, I'll give you a brief overview of these four new varieties from Fibromax and see how they place within the Texas cotton production geography. The first variety I'd like to introduce to you is Fibromax 9180 B2F. It does have the Bogart 2 and Roundup Ready Flex genes. It's an early to early mid-maturity. We see this variety fitting in the West Texas region in the northern and southern high plains. It's a short, compact, uniform plant. Makes it very easy to manage, even under high irrigation and high input situations. The stature of the plant is short and compact, very easy to manage with stance program if needed. The breeders did an excellent job of bringing forward an early maturing variety with long fiber length and other fiber characteristics. And I'll show you what we're referring to in the fiber and the data from as we go forward is going to be the same. The top chart is going to show a summary of our internal breeding data and the fiber quality and characteristics we've seen from those trials. The bottom chart will show comparative data of the new variety compared to a known and proven Fibromax variety within that same relative maturity group. We see with the early maturing 9180 Bogart 2 Flex as compared to Fibromax 9063 Bogart 2 Flex has excellent yield and fiber, but yet also brings in the benefit of a little higher micron error as compared to the 9063 Bogart 2 Flex. The second variety is Fibromax 1880 B2F, again bringing the Bogart 2 and Roundup Flex technology stacked together. As far as relative maturity in the South Texas geographies, it is a full season maturity, and that's where we'll place it, is South Texas as a full season maturity for those growers that want to utilize that full season maturity group. However, we've continued trials into the southern high plains area, and when we take this variety up into that higher elevation, that maturity backs off more into a mid-full category. The plant can be tall. It's a very vigorous grower, so definitely benefits from the use of a stance management program. This is especially true in that southern high plains area under an irrigation situation or in South Texas in a high rainfall situation. Again, very good fiber with 1880 B2 Flex. To give you an idea of what we've seen as far as the fiber characteristics, good length, strength, and uniformity. And in 2007 trials that we've had to date from that southern high plains area, with more coming in, I'm sure after the Beltwide and we get the fiber data in, it'll be updated. But we're comparing here against Fibromax 989 BR, which is very similar in maturity in that southern high plains area with what we've seen with the 1880 B2 Flex. And it's been a maturity that Fibromax does not have the new Flex technology offering for those producers. So we see that 1880 is a medium full maturity variety for that southern high plains area with the benefit of the Bolgard 2 and Flex technologies for those producers. 840 B2 Flex, again, Bolgard 2 and Flex technology in a medium full maturity okra leaf variety. This variety is derived from the Fibromax 832 germplasm, and the breeders did an outstanding job in the selection of this variety, plant selections, so that this variety truly has agronomic characteristics similar to Fibromax 832. So management styles, et cetera, with the 840 B2 Flex will be very similar to what producers like and enjoy about the Fibromax 832. They also did an excellent job of preserving the fiber quality as this variety was brought forward. And we see that the 840 B2 Flex has outstanding length as well as very good strength and extremely high uniformity. The trial data from 2007 we've got compared to Fibromax 800 B2R, which has been the standard as far as stack technology variety for South Texas. And we see the Fibromax 840 B2 Flex compares very favorably to that in yield and fiber quality, but then brings those South Texas producers the benefit of utilizing the new Flex technology. The last variety is Fibromax 835 LLB2. Again, a medium full maturity okra leaf variety, also out of the Fibromax 832 germplasm and background. This variety, however, incorporates a different herbicide technology, that being Liberty Link, which allows those growers to utilize Ignite herbicide as a weed management tool. Again, excellent conversion and plant selection by the breeders, choosing a plant that is agronomically very similar to Fibromax 832 LL, which is their preferred variety of choice with the Liberty Link technology for the South Texas region. The fiber properties and characteristics with 835 LLB2 are outstanding, and we see that the breeders did a wonderful job in maintaining a high quality of fiber as far as link strength and uniformity in this variety. And looking at our 2007 trial data where we've got it compared with that preferred Liberty current offering of Liberty Link variety at FM 832 LL, we see that the Fibromax 835 LLB2 does an outstanding job as far as yield and preserving that fiber quality, microneer, and as well as the strength and uniformity as compared to the 832 LL. But they will also then enjoy the benefits of the Bolgard 2 technology from a management standpoint within their production systems. So with that, I know it's a very broad overview of these four varieties, but I hope you get an idea of the dedication that Fibromax has in their breeding program and bringing varieties forward with the latest technologies in the geographic fits for Texas.